Here with me in this interview is Merrill Atwater. And Merrill, you have a special connection with really the whole purpose behind what the AASHTO convoy is doing to commemorate the interstate system and its 50 years here. So I want you, first of all, just to tell me about yourself and what that connection is.
Well, of course, I actually live in Kansas City, Missouri. Great state of Missouri, go Missouri. I actually go to school at Missouri Western State University, and I've been a part of this convoy from the beginning because my great-grandfather was President Eisenhower.
Well, and that, I'll tell you, that's one heck of a connection to have, and we're really glad to have you along on this journey, and I've been enjoying getting to know you as well as all the members of the convoy. We're here along this route, and it's all about commemorating 50 years now, the 50-year anniversary of the interstate highway system. Why is that important, and why should we be bringing attention to it?
Well, of course, you know, being in a business that you're in, you have to raise awareness of things that are going on. With Convoy, we're trying to raise awareness on the importance and the perspective of what the highway actually does for us on a day-to-day life. So, like you do with ethanol, we have to do with the highway because people have forgotten how important it is. We used to celebrate, you know, marvels like the highway, but now we take it for granted.
We've been on this trip now for 4 or 5 days approximately. What are some of your observations and reflections of what you've seen so far and experienced?
I know that I'm much more appreciative of the highways because, you know, after reading the logs of the 1919 logs that my great-grandfather was a part of whenever he was in the United States Army as a lieutenant colonel, as you know, and hopefully everybody else knows, you actually see where he got stuck in, you know, like the Great Salt Lake Desert, and he had to push and pull the vehicles out because there was no road built there. And you can see that he averaged roughly about 45 miles a day. And you see the differences. And then, you know, we're driving, and it takes us 50 minutes to get to, you know, to Cheyenne. It took him a day and a half to get to Cheyenne. And then they had a celebration and you know, great rodeo and everything else. And, it makes you more appreciative going across the country and saying, wow, look at this amazing thing that we're doing. And we're making a difference because I think we're making people realize, you know, what history is. It's actually kind of eerie because I know that my great-grandfather was at this spot that we're talking at right now 87 years ago.
Well, and we've not had a huge amount of public interaction yet. There's some big events still to come, but we've had some. What kinds of things have people been saying when you've had a chance to talk to them?
Well, of course, they don't realize that, you know, you do everything from getting a cup of coffee to driving cross country in a convoy, you know, and people realize, you know, once you get done talking to them, they're like, wow, that is a really, really amazing feat. People don't understand that, and then they're realizing what's actually going on, and that's just quality. You know, that's what we're here to do. That's why we're having this big convoy, to get the press that we, you know, the highway system deserves. That way, they understand that the trucking industry, and you know, from that to driving or commuting back and forth to work, is there.
And as we look out to the future, I know that's going to be discussed at various points as we go, and it's part of the whole attention process here. What do you think? I mean, you're probably going to have many, many years, hopefully, to drive the highways for one reason or another.
Well, you know that I'm interested in a career in politics. I've been looking at that, and that's something that I'm really excited about doing. And I think that we need to start building to the future. We need to start improving the highways. That way we can do things like get better gas mileage. I think that's, you know, important because we need renewable fuel as well as renewable highways, because we have to be able to say, okay, I can get there in a safe manner, at safe speeds, and I can do that, and I can understand and respect what I'm driving on and what I'm doing.
Because you do have that connection with your great-grandfather, it has to be something I'm betting you're proud of him and what he accomplished, as I think most any American would be. But what is that like, especially to be out here with this group and commemorating something that he was integral in making happen?
Well, growing up, I didn't really understand what I was a part of. You know, when I was 16, I gave my first speech in front of Secretary of Defense Cohn. You know, and that's when I started realizing, you know, the year after that was Elie Wiesel, then Colin Powell. And, you know, this makes me realize, wow, you know, this is something amazing. And whenever you look at my great-grandfather and what he accomplished, this was not an easy task to get past. Actually, the first time it failed. And a lot of people don't know that. 1954, the bill failed. It was destroyed in the House and Senate. And then he persevered and came through it. And celebrating this 50 years from 1956 to 2006 is a fascinating and phenomenal feat. I'm glad to be a part of it. And, you know, I'm glad to meet you and everything else, too. It's been very exciting.
Well, thank you very much. That's Merrill Atwater, great-grandson of former President Dwight Eisenhower, here on the Celebrate the Interstate Cross-Country Convoy. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.